Right, hello and welcome to the music section of the podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about what we're doing in Friday music sessions, I think.
Yes.
So what have we been doing lately, I noticed?
We've been making new music.
New music.
For the next podcast for next month. Was it for this month? I can't remember now. I think it was for next month.
What's that?
Music.
Music for the podcast?
Have
we been making music for the podcast?
We've been doing some singing.
What sort of things have we been singing?
I don't know. The name of the song was the name of the song, because I can't remember what it was.
Can you think of any of the songs?
No.
Singing about? Let's do a turn on the lights and realize. How's that song go?
I don't know, it's gone out of my head because that was last week, and obviously I don't know what it's called, I don't know how to...
No?
No.
What were you doing on the song? What were you doing on the song?
I don't know.
Were you singing? Were you playing an
instrument? I was singing.
Yeah, what else?
Playing instruments.
What was he playing?
I was playing the... Tambourine,
cool. Do you remember what we did in the morning of that Friday? with the poetry?
Yeah, we were making poems.
How are we going about making poems?
I don't know, because I've never made a poem until that was last Friday.
Well, what did we do last Friday? Do you want to help him out?
Yeah, because obviously I don't know anything.
What were we doing in the morning?
I wish I did know.
Were you there in the morning? I don't remember you being there. A little bit. You were a little bit late. So we were looking at this piece of government act. Were you there for it?
What, the poem?
The poem making in the morning.
I don't think I
wasn't
there.
Yeah. Are you sure? It was. I mean, it was only a couple of days ago, so I'm surprised nobody remembers.
I can't remember.
No, it was just that idea's just gone out of my head.
Right. Okay. Well, it was only like 4 days ago.
Yeah, I know. I should know, but I'm.
That's all right. Yeah. I remember. So we're looking at a bit of a government act.
Yeah.
And we're removing some of the words. Do you remember removing words from things?
Yeah, making them sound it.
What did we do after that? Made them make sense.
Yeah, because they weren't really making sense before. They were making all juggle words.
Yeah, it's like blackout poetry, it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we did that at secondary school.
Yeah, do you want to?
Basically, when it was Christmas, we had all these... Christmas songs, and we took out certain words and changed them and to make them into a little, like, a quote or a even just a quote or a big poem. And we made a picture out of them, out of the background and things.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Another bless you in a
podcast. Oh no, Luke, not again. Bad.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you, Paul.
Bless you.
Bless you, Paul.
Bubble. Anyway.
Yeah.
Do we move on?
Yeah.
So we did some of the blackout poetry stuff to make the verses of the song.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
What sort of song is it? I can't remember what sort of style of song we did. Yeah, probably something. What sort of song was it?
I'm not there.
Oh, you weren't there. You weren't there on Friday.
Yeah, I'm a little bit late.
Yeah, but we were playing it pretty much all day, weren't we?
Yeah.
What? How late were you? We were doing something on it before lunch, I'm sure. Blues? No, I don't think so. Are there other songs we're working on? I know there's one we can't talk about.
Why is it? That's not, because it's not
good. Because it's a secret.
Yeah.
It's a secret. It's a secret to everyone. Yeah, there's a secret song.
Yeah.
Why is it secret?
Because
it is a secret.
I can't tell you.
That was a secret song, but before we did the secret song.
Right, well, apart from the secret song.
Yes.
What other songs have we been working on?
Yeah, and then there was another one. I'm just trying to think what it was called.
That's the secret song, so let's not talk about that one, right? Because it's supposed to be a secret song we're not supposed to talk about.
There was another song.
What other songs are there, apart from the...
secret one.
The blackout poetry and the secret song, which we're not supposed to talk about.
Turn Out the Lights and Realise was one of...
That's the blackout poetry one.
Yeah, I'm just trying to... I don't remember any
others. I'm working on a... bus song with Mark. Do you remember him?
Mark C or Mark?
Yeah, Mark C.
Not Mark D.
I remember that.
Yeah. Where's Mark?
Yeah, was it a yes?
Bus song.
What do you call
it? Yeah, where's my bus?
Missing the bus or something?
Yeah.
No, it's about... Well, it's kind of about missing the bus. It's about...
Miss Bus Station, you say.
Yeah,
bus Station. It is mine, yeah.
Oh, I remember something you said on Friday, actually. You liked that new... Turn On The Lights and Realise. You said it was as good as... Miss My Station, didn't you?
Yeah. Somewhere. So we put some new words from Miss My Station, Jane and I put.
Yeah. You, Alina, what was your thing about music to do with the keyboard soundtrack?
Well, my secondary school gave us a platform called Soundtrack, and we used to just play around and experiment on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we still all have it as an account, even though we've left school now.
Yeah, yes.
And I've been using it to make my own musical.
Very nice. Very nice.
And then put it up onto SoundCloud.
That's cool. Watch. That's cool. All right. Section of the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about these things here.
Yeah, which are called...
What are they?
Microphones.
Well, they're like landscapes, but with the wooden landscapes.
Wooden landscapes. Do you want a fill of them, actually?
Yes, please.
Do you want me to set
the frame
over?
Yes, please. Okay. There you go. So have a fill of this. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So what are they?
Landscapes.
Yeah, they're landscapes.
They're like landmarks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like
something particular. So
yeah.
There's like particular places in each country where these are.
Yeah.
Name some of them.
Italy.
The Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, where's the Eiffel Tower?
Venice.
No,
France.
Yeah.
Paris.
Not Venice. And that's why I said that. Paris.
Yeah. And so Paris and London, what are they?
They're cities.
Yes, exactly.
They're capital cities.
So it's a cityscape rather than a landscape.
Oh. Yeah. Do China have a landscape?
That one's...
It's New York, isn't it?
That's from Seattle in America. It's a space needle.
I can't really remember some of them. I remember Sydney one. Sydney Opera House.
I think that tall thing is the Empire State Building.
I think it's the Eiffel Tower.
That's the Eiffel Tower, yeah.
It's got the hole in the bottom.
Yeah, that is definitely the Eiffel Tower.
But then we've got here...
The Taj Mahal. That's a Ukrainian building there.
Yeah.
I can't remember,
but it's their landmark.
I've been in the Taj Mahal, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
No way, that's impressive.
What is it Taj Mahal is there?
So, that's...
Is that like the pyramids, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well, no, yes, potentially.
Could be. I think they're like...
Roger.
Because that must be somewhere from...
Oh, that's from Italy.
I don't know if that is the Leaning Tower.
So what else?
I can't remember.
That might be the Burj Khalifa.
What's that?
Could be. The tallest building in the world.
Yeah, it could be, actually.
No way.
I think it's the Leaning Tower, though. I thought it was that weird. Because it's leaning. It's literally leaning.
Yeah, it is leaning.
Oh, I wonder if they've been done in that sort of... Oh, it could be. That's a good shout.
So, yeah.
So, what are the ones with the little bobbly bits on them?
They're not pyramids, are they?
I can't remember.
So, should we describe some of
the pyramids?
It looks like it.
Can we describe some of the colours?
Yeah, green and blue colours.
Green and blue?
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
That was actually what you said. Yeah. You've got a bit of blue.
There's blue and reds.
Yeah.
Originally, it was like yellow, like orangey, but then we sunset. Paint over it because it looked like a fire had happened. It still is a sunset.
Yeah. It looked too much like fire when it was yellow and red. But now it's sort of bluey, purpley, reddish.
Weird.
Yeah. How did we do it? Right?
Well, we just used our hands, I think.
Yeah, hands, sponges, just mixed it all in, like in a sort of random order.
It went from like red and blue to like pink, blue and purple. So.
Yeah.
With a bit of white, like splodges of white.
Yeah.
Sounds like a proper deep sunset.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's what we're going for. It's like, what do you think of it?
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it.
So, what we're going to use them for is it's going to be part of a bug hotel?
Yeah.
What, Sam, because you're here, do you want to speak a bit about why bug hotels are good?
Bug hotels? So, back when we were... still testing for COVID. We were using loads of plastic, and we weren't happy about the amount of plastic that was being used and wasn't being recycled.
Yeah.
There was in each of the COVID boxes, there was the bags and multiple bags. So there was your stick, your swab, your tubes, your and as we continued through getting our boxes, like they changed, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then the plastic was reduced, the boxing was reduced. And in one of our team meetings, I think it was online, wasn't it? We were like a Zoom meeting because we weren't fully meeting face to face at that point for everything. And one of the guys, one of the members of staff, suggested that we do bug hotels. And from what I can recall, because he's at college and is doing sort of like animal management, animal care at college, he just wanted to get creative up at Four Mills and have a build a bug hotel. And the COVID tests, we decided that we would use the COVID tests, the little rectangular sections for creating a bug hotel.
Yeah.
But obviously you need a picture in mind or something in mind to create that bug hotel to make it just that bit more special.
Absolutely.
Which is where the cityscape came from.
Yes, yes, yes. But why are they, in general, do you know why they're good for the garden?
Why are they good for the garden? Yeah. The bugs?
Yeah, no, the hotel, well, yeah, I guess. The hotels, and by extension, the bugs.
So the hotels will encourage the bugs to come in, and we want lots of bugs and, you know, that sort of thing to for our flowers and our veg, for pollination and just for... the soil, because they can help break things down and just create some good stuff.
Sounds good, sounds good. Has anyone ever made a bug hotel before?
No.
Elena?
Well, no, but we have bought like one of those wooden ones where it's all made out of wood and like the like tubes of wood, and they like, we had some wasps that came over.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not everyone likes wasps. No. So they seem to really like it.
Yeah.
They liked the holes. They like to go in the holes. And we had some bees as well.
Very nice.
Yeah. We don't really have many creatures in our old place though.
No.
Because it was made out of concrete, so there was not really any flowers or anything.
No.
So we planted, we basically had flowers in pots in the garden, so to attract creatures to our garden.
Cool. Did you want to talk some more about how we made that? So I'll start, like, what we did. We originally had a load of pictures of landmarks, and then we sort of painted that on, we drew that onto a piece of paper.
Yeah,
and
then
and then from there, we took that up to Acres, and then, so for, we had to kind of like cut out the lines for all the little bits on the thing, and from there they cut it out of plywood. So now we've started painting it. We started off with a bit of red and yellow. You can kind of see it on this bit here, actually, sort of seeping through a little bit.
Yeah, but then it looked a bit like it was on fire.
Yeah, they didn't. It was a bit too much like fire.
Yeah,
and then. Bye bye, see you in a bit.
Bye.
So yeah, so then we added like more red and blue. But I think we want a bit more of the yellow back, but we didn't have yellow paint the other day, did we?
So we just went with purple and blue and white and all that. I think some of it turned black as well in the end, because you can see on the top that like some of it went into black.
Yeah,
and that's really weird, but really cool.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. Anything else you want? Any questions you want to ask there, Otis?
Do you want to sit in the corner?
I'm not sure yet.
Are you going to be able to get through here, Luke?
I'm not sure.
No? So, that's where we're at.
Make that into a sample. So we're just talking about a post a Facebook post that we wrote the other day about bus travel. Early morning bus travel using bus passes, because we can't use them before...
Before 9:30, can we? Maybe you'll know at all.
You're making
living. We've got up way before 9:30 by the time.
Yeah. So we talk about how if we're trying to get a bus somewhere before 9:30, the bus pass doesn't work, and you would have to either buy a new ticket, or you might have to pay for part of the journey, and then use your bus pass once it goes after 9:30.
Well, I think they should change that rule then, Roger.
What do you think they should do? Come into the microphone a bit.
Well, I think they should change that rule straight away, Roger.
Why is that?
Because people need to get to work, and not everyone has to use a public transport to get to work. Some of their work, they have to use public transport for it. And if the bus pass doesn't work after 9, then I don't know, they'll be very annoyed. So I reckon they should change it instead of it working at 9:30, they should let the bus passes work from the start of...
They normally get ready around 9:30-ish, and the bus, the custom bus number 5 from my bungalow. To get down here.
Oh, what was that, before or after our appointment?
Sometimes a bit earlier than 9:30.
Oh, was it?
Sometimes.
And did the person let you on? Without paying?
I don't need to pay because I got my own bus pass.
Yeah.
Which you can only use after 9:30.
But I think that's part of the extra confusion bit, because someone else was saying, I didn't write this in the post because I didn't want to get bus drivers in trouble, but some people were saying that if the bus driver recognised them and knew that they had a bus pass, sometimes they would let them on.
Yeah.
Does that happen with you, Luke?
That happened before to me,
and
like
to me as well.
Time.
Yeah. But yeah. So then you're not sure if you're going to need to pay, because some people don't make you pay. Some people will make you pay.
Yeah.
Some people will make you pay extra, like the whole thing.
I think they should change the whole thing, Roger. But my excuse would be to change the whole thing.
That's like, your suggestion, is it?
Yeah, my suggestion is that, yeah.
But why it only happened 9? I can't do it. 9:00.
Yeah.
Why I have to wait till up at 9?
They do it for a reason, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
What
they do? Yeah, I think it's the same with the. Yeah, I looked it up afterwards. I think it's the same with
the elderly
bus pass, the concessionary ones. I don't know.
If you ask me, Roger, they should change the whole system.
They could change the whole system.
And then that way it would be a lot easier for blind people like me to just go on get on the bus and not having to wait until 9:30 and then use a bus passes and then just get on the bus, I don't know, say 8:30 and just tap it and it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is one of the things we put up on Facebook. We had some comments back, people saying that they've had similar experiences about like having to misplace cards because you've got to take 2 or 3 different cards with you on the bus.
Yeah.
And then this person was saying someone like their child.
Yeah.
I suppose. Although it sounds like they're an adult.
What are they doing?
They're adult. Yeah. Well, we can say that, can't we? They're adult son. Yeah, engaging, like I said, unnecessary, confusing conversations, paying for journeys they didn't need to pay for, and feeling like they're getting it wrong. when actually it's sort of
done. Bless you.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, they kind of agreed with us and said that they think that it should be changed. Someone else didn't write as long a message, but also... Oh, I can't see it. Why can't I see it? How do I just bring the post up? How can I bring the post up? Which isn't good podcasting. Someone else said, though, that actually you should get rid of all concessions and everyone just pays for their own bus pass. So you don't have a bus pass and you just pay for your ticket.
How?
Like, so all the other... Yeah, so everyone else who's kind of working pay for their own tickets. What do you think about that?
No, so this is my bus pass and just use the... What is it?
And just pay.
Like... I don't know, I've never thought of that. I've never thought of that before. I don't know how I feel about it. I've used a bus pass since I was, I don't know, since I started West of England, I think I started using a bus pass.
Yeah. But where would you, how many, I don't know, where would you get the money to pay for a bus fare?
Well, sometimes I get a bus into town, or sometimes I get a bus into...
That's using your bus pass, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but not easier than...
So, if you didn't have a bus pass?
If I didn't have a bus pass, I would just get a... I would have my cash on me and just give my cash over to the man and say, here you go, here's your money. here's my bus fare.
That's true. Yeah. Would that work for you, Rebecca?
No, it never does, because I don't need to pay anything.
But if you did have to pay something more, that might be.
I can't remember how you have my bus pass. I don't need to pay anything.
What are you saying? Let's get it up, please.
I don't normally pay anything on the bus.
No?
No.
What?
So saying if you didn't have a bus pass though,
mm-hmm.
So if like someone had gotten rid of all the bus passes in the UK,
okay.
And you had to pay cash for it, would that work for you or not?
I'm not really good with money. I just rather walk, not get in the bus at all.
Right, so you just went, you wouldn't end up getting the bus, just using it at all. What about you, Luke?
What the good then again?
If you didn't have bus passes at all, as someone was suggesting, you could get rid of all bus passes for, I guess, like disabled passes and elderly passes, and everyone just pays for the journey.
I have to.
That's true. I suppose I don't know where you'd get the money.
Save up.
Yeah? You might just have to save up. I don't know. I suppose, yeah, I don't know. So it depends where the money comes from, doesn't it?
Yes, it.
Because we were talking about working, weren't we?
Yeah.
And then I suppose some people are saying if you're working, you might be able to afford bus passes or, like, you know, bus tickets and stuff like that. It's just something you have to pay for. But getting to and from a job if you don't have a bus pass to get the money in the first place. It's difficult.
It is difficult.
Maybe just use your own parents to drive you in.
So your parents will pay for you? Or drive you places?
like into like work you're stuff, not, yeah.
Working at that point.
You can't depend on that.
You can't depend on that.
No.
Because they will probably be working as well.
They've got their own
maybe
cars and their own things. Their own lives.
Like for my parents, they're not working.
Yeah.
Because they're.
You can't depend on.
I think.
Retired?
Yeah, retired.
Yeah, that's true. But I suppose that's again, yeah, relying on someone else, isn't it? Rather than you being able to do it for yourself.
Mm. I'd rather do that with my parents.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think they should make that change for 2023.
What's that?
Let them use bus passes earlier than 9:30. Not just 9:30, but for other times as well.
I think so. So I think we were saying that like, if you can use bus passes, it would encourage you to be able to get to places and to be able to work and just be more independent, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I think when I... So,
what's that?
You usually do sometimes.
What?
Like,
what are you saying?
Going on the bus independently on your own.
Yeah. It's something you do.
I used to do that when I first started coming here.
Oh, okay. Was that good?
Yeah. I actually felt that I was really happy, independent. Always think of the others.
And what, sorry?
And always think of others.
Yeah, have a think of others, Roger.
Yes, I wasn't quite sure how that worked in the bus pass bit, but...
think of others.
Think about others, Roger. Think about others, Tom.
You got to put... So it's not like putting your needs first before other people.
Right.
What does that have to do with catching the bus?
So is it maybe that you would be doing it and then... Is it linking on from not having to rely on your parents to do stuff? So they could do what?
Because if like, any parents are... If any parents are really busy doing stuff...
Yeah.
I just have to rely on myself.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think it'd be a good thing to be more independent, wouldn't it? Leon.
Stop me.